The first call came into the Everett Police Department approximately 6:25 this evening. Okay, someone there.
Everett Police.
Right. Okay. Someone there. A friend of Pete Peters. Why can't I remember his name? Jerry. Called the Seattle Flight Center. Okay, when he called the Seattle Flight Center, they had already seen, or they were seeing the object at the time. Seattle Flight Center at the same time was in touch with high brass in Washington, D.C.
They called Seattle Flight Center and they were in touch. Did they have the object under observation?
They did. They did at the time. I don't know if they had it exactly at that time, but when the object was reported, a call was made to Seattle Flight Center. They claimed, Seattle Flight Center said that they saw it, or they were in the process of seeing it,
okay.
And they were in touch with Washington, D.C.
Okay.
The object was seen as far as Alberta, Canada, was seen as far east as Spokane, and other cities across the state.
It was seen as far north?
Well, as far north as Alberta, Canada.
Alberta.
It was seen as far east as Spokane.
Okay.
Okay, now, Jerry called Payne Field, and he was notified that Payne Field had the object under observation for 3 minutes.
Okay.
He then called the Whidbey Island Naval Station, talked to whoever he talked to there. They said they had the object under observation for approximately 5 minutes. A helicopter pilot also saw the object. He estimated the object at between 3,000 to 5,000 feet.
Is this the NAS?
I think so. The general description.
Okay, just a minute. 3,000 to 5,000?
Yeah, and that, there's a big problem there, okay?
This is
Visual estimate.
Okay.
Now the object was described as being very bright orange, giving off sparks and flames, just like the other one last year.
Bright orange.
Okay, New York, just a minute.
Giving off sparks and flames.
Okay. Now, as I understand it, Whidbey Island tried to get the object on radar. Nothing showed.
No radar.
The object had a flat trajectory, traveling from west to east. According to witnesses, they followed the object intermittently through the cloud layer that was twirling around. And the last thing they saw was the object looked like it just exploded or broke into pieces.
Well, that's an observation.
Okay,
was there any audible sound?
No sound reported.
Okay.
Although hundreds and hundreds of witnesses on bases. Coast Guard also sighted it, and that's all he said about that aspect of it. They said they don't know how many witnesses there are, except that they've been getting calls and people on the bases. There's a lot of witnesses on the bases.
This is coming into, you're speaking of calls into Snohomish County, Radio Central.
All over, through all the...
And you're sending it from Canada down.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the preliminaries that he got in, 20 minutes.
Okay. Okay.
He's gonna check further. He wanted to know if I should check this out, and I told him indeed, try to check him out. And I told him something, and I believe this. It seems that these fireball type sightings always are followed by a flap.
Yeah.
And I told him to watch it. You know, I think that may it may be indicative of a flap. I told him.
There's more to it than that. This thing was seen for, like you say, for 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, see, there's a problem, see. The estimate is very, for an object to be seen for 3 or 5 minutes, and the witnesses said it was traveling very slow.
Yeah.
It would have either had to be really high and extremely huge, or very low, or medium, you know, 3 to 5,000 feet,
right,
and going slow. And it ain't no goddamn bolide. So that's it. He's going to call me tomorrow night. There may be some witnesses down here who, at the Seattle Flight Center, who may want to talk. And I'm going to go down and do some investigations on that. And he's going to do some more checking tonight. He'll either call me tomorrow, but when he comes here on Sunday, he may have most of the report all typed up. He's calling Heineck off on that.
Okay.
And that's it.
Very good.
Okay, we'll see you later.
Right.
Bye.